Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter, the first chapter. We began some weeks ago a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Our main text is right here in 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll continue today. Before we read and before we go further, let's join together in prayer, releasing faith. There is so much to see and know about our good God. There is so much to see and know about our redemption in Christ. What it means that we've been redeemed, that we've been saved. As mentioned in DeFillis this morning, I was reminded of what Brother Hagin says so many times. He said, the more you learn, the less you see you knew. And there's so much. And sometimes he'd just shake his head and go, we know so little. We know so little. And of course, compared to a lot of folks, he knew a lot. But that's the truth. You'll find that the people that think they know a lot are the ones that don't know much at all. As I began to look at some things about our redemption last night, I got so excited. And I was still so wired this morning at 4 o'clock. I thought, you better go to sleep for a little bit. Because you just keep going and going, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and you think, man, there's so many things we think we know because we've heard it, we've said it a lot. We don't know what this means. God is beyond words good and great. And what He has done for us in saving us and redeeming us, I believe it'll take us the rest of eternity to find out what He's done for us. But let's believe for more light on it right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together as touching this thing, asking You for utterance and for anointing. Asking You, Lord, let us see. Everybody said out loud, Lord, let me see what You have done for us in our redemption in Christ. I want to understand how big it is, how precious it is, how valuable it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. In 1 Peter and 1, 18, he said, as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We've been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Most every Christian knows that. And yet, what does that mean? In New Century Version, says it like this. You know, in the past, you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. Oh, somebody say, thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
You were saved from that useless life, that worthless way of living. You were bought, not with something that ruins like gold or silver, but you were bought with the precious blood of Christ, of the pure and perfect Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Weiss translation says, with the costly blood, highly honored blood of the Lamb, without blemish, spotless, the blood of Christ. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. James talks about that the Lord is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it. That's one reason why the earth is still turning and this segment of time is still going on. The Lord wants harvest from the planet, harvest of believers on Him. And I know that, you know, all of us know there are a lot of things about this place that's not good, and trials and tests, and a lot of times you think, Lord, come today. Just come today. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, I owe money. Come now. Get me out of this so I don't have to face this or that. But the long suffering and patience of our Lord to wait longer is salvation for other people who've not yet come in. So yeah, we want Him to come and we want to wind this thing up, but at the same time, we want everybody to come in that can come in and that will come in. And so it's not up to you and me. It's going to happen just exactly the way that it should. And there's coming a time, though, when the trumpet's going to sound. And that's it. But till then, there's work to be done. He said that we're redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb. That's the same word that describes precious fruit of the earth. The precious blood was given and paid for the precious fruit. Showing that to God, the precious fruit is of equal value to the precious blood. The same word is used to describe how costly, expensive, which is what precious means. Like the same word is used to describe precious, like gold, silver, precious metals, precious jewels. Means very expensive, very costly. This is something that has not registered with much of the church world, is that we are worth the blood of the Lamb. Our worth is equal to the worth of the blood. That's what was paid for us. That's what has set our value forever. Selah. Think about that. Now here's something the Lord said to me last night. The reason people across the planet don't have a sense of worth and value is because they don't value Him. They don't value Jesus. They don't value the blood. You can't have any more sense of self-worth than you value Him. Your value of the blood. And so I want to talk this morning, as the Lord would help us, about the precious blood. Hallelujah. How valuable is it? What makes the blood so precious, so valuable? I know most of us believe it, but it comes back to our knowledge. The more you see how important something is, your level of honor can rise. We just got through praying, didn't we? Lord, show us. You believe it's His will, don't you? That we see how important this is and how precious the blood is. So go with me to 1 Corinthians 6, please. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11 says, such were some of you, talking about ungodly, sinful, perverted, distorted. Such were some of you. Were being the operative word. Used to be. Not anymore. You were sinners, ungodly, distorted, perverted. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. Ho-ho! In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Skipping down to verse 19, he says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. What kind of price? You've been bought. I mean, in the criminal world, they talk about being a made man. I'm a bought man. I've been bought. And being bought is what made me what I am and who I am. Because what was paid to buy me, which is what we're talking about when we say redeem. Redeem, I mean, if you got a bunch of stamps or coupons and you redeem them, what does that mean? It was used as payment. It was turned into payment in exchange for something. But to say we've been redeemed is to say we've been bought. The reason we needed to be bought is because we sold ourselves. From Adam and Eve all the way down, sold ourselves through bowing our knee to the evil one and yielding to sin and being disobedient and lost our soul. Is that right? Lost our soul, lost our life. Oh, but God loved us so much. He so loved the world. He would not just sit by and watch us perish. He owned us by right of creation. He owned us by right of, if He didn't sustain the planet and the universe every millisecond, we'd perish too. But then He went and paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything in the universe to buy back His own property that He created. Hallelujah. And even then, He handed us the keys and said, serve me if you want to. Should make us love Him with every atom of our being. Should make us be so dedicated to Him for the rest of eternity. Right? We wouldn't exist. And we would have no future. Much less a place in His very own family. Much less a place to rule and reign with Him in His eternal kingdom. If He had made us and then bought us back. Yeah. Somebody say, He bought me. He bought me. I've been bought with a price. And what was the price that was paid for me and you? It was, it is, the precious, costly blood of the Lamb. Oh, He's here today, saints. Can you sense Him, the Holy Spirit? We're talking about something He can manifest with. Hallelujah. Whew.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.